Satan is on duty 24/7, and you are sleeping. Those who stand in the gap, they wake up at the throes of the night, crying.
Life is a journey, and as in every journey, you need a roadmap. Today on Your Roadmap to Success, you will receive detailed instructions on how to navigate through life successfully. Welcome to Your Roadmap to Success with author and teacher, Neil Achampong.
Today, I want to push the idea of standing in the gap because it looks like many people do not understand it today. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 22, please, if you have your Bibles, from verse 23, Ezekiel chapter 22, and I will speak on the subject, standing in the gap. Please raise your right hand and say this after me. After today's message, please say like you mean it. After today's message, I choose to stand in the gap. Are you in the book of Ezekiel? 22, starting from verse 23. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, son of man, say to the land, you are a land that has no rain or showers in the day of wrath. There is a conspiracy of her princes within her, like the roaring lions tearing its prey. They devour people, take treasures and precious things, and make many widows within her. Her priests do violence to my law and profane my holy things. They do not distinguish between the holy and unholy. Please listen. God is speaking to his people. He sent the prophet to remind them of things that were taking place in the society. He says to them, there is violence in the society. You are literally making widows. In other words, they are destroying families. They are taking parents away. They are taking fathers away. And the enemy, he says, is at work. And he's saying, this is not only happening on its own, but the priests, pastors, evangelists, prophets, they also have a part. Look at verse 26. Her priests do violence to my law and profane my holy things. They do not distinguish between the holy and the unholy, which simply means the common. They teach that there is no difference between the clean and then unclean. And they shut their eyes to the keeping of my Sabbaths, so that I am profaned among them. Other versions will say, so that I am not honored among them. Her officials. So now he's talking about the politicians. So he talked about the priests. He's talking about the officials. Her officials within her are like wolves, tearing their prey. They shed blood and kill people to make unjust gain. So he talks about a priest. He talks about the politicians. Now he talks about the prophets. 28. Her prophets whitewash these deeds for them by false visions and lying divinations. They say, This is what the sovereign Lord says, when the Lord had not spoken. Did you hear that? 29. The people of the land. So he indicts the priest. He indicts the politicians. He indicts the prophets. Now he is dealing with the people. The people of the land practice extortion and commit robbery. They oppress the poor and the needy and mistreat the alien, denying them justice. I'll pick up the rest of the verses. Lift up your head. God is making a declaration to the people in those days that there is a certain lifestyle that the priests are engaged in. They, as the priests of God, are supposed to honor God through declaring that there is a difference between the holy and the unholy things. But the priest did not do that. We live in a day when many pastors are not able to declare that there is the difference between what is holy and what is what? Unholy. The book of Romans chapter 1 reminds us that the wrath of God is revealed against all unrighteousness of men. And he lists down all the unrighteousness to us. Robbery, evil. He goes down and down and he talks about the main problem. He said, since they knew God and they chose not to honor him as God, God gave them over. He tells them that they have engaged in idolatry. Many people are worshiping themselves today. In fact, it is okay to run and to keep healthy, but we have become so body conscious that God is lost in the midst of it. After he deals with their idolatry, he moves into the section of how their men ignored the natural use of a woman in sexual relations, and they are burning in their lust towards other men. Today, the priests, the pastors, we cannot even place a distinction between what is holy and what is unholy. God is saying it is not only the priests who have committed these atrocities by not honoring me, but the politicians are doing the same. In fact, notice the order. Anytime God indicts a nation, he begins from his house. So he starts with the priest before he goes to the politicians. It's not the other way around. If you read Jeremiah chapter 2, he does the same thing. He says, you have become like a swift dromedary. In other words, you are like a donkey that cannot be controlled. And he begins the indictment from the house of God. He says, the priests have forgotten me. They have hewn from themselves baskets and thinking they are pouring water, but it's full of holes. God says, the politicians have done the same. The priests have done the same. And then he talks about the prophets who are prophesying things that they have not heard from him. And now he comes to the people, the priests, the politicians, the prophets, and the people. And God says, I am about to destroy the land. I believe that America is being judged. I believe that the nations of the world, which once claimed power and wealth, are being judged today because its priests, its politicians, its prophets, and the people have decided to give up on God Almighty. I didn't come here to remind you of that because we are all aware of that. What is important to me is the next verse, because God is still a good God who wants to give everybody a chance. Look there with me in Ezekiel 22 and look at verse 30. Can you read with me, please? If you can, shall we? Everybody, go. I looked for a man among them who will build up a wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I will not have to destroy it, but I found none. So I will pour out my wrath on them and consume them with my fiery anger, bringing down on their own heads all they have done, declares the sovereign Lord. How many people is God looking for? Could it be you? Are you ready to say, I want it to be me? God is looking for how many people? To do what? Stand. Last week, I did illustrate it. Can I illustrate it again to you? This is a wall of a city. All of this side represents one city. This is the wall of another city. All of this side represents another city. When there is a breach in the wall, it means when the enemy comes, he can get inside the city. If there is a breach in the city, when the enemy comes, he can also get inside there. God is saying, I am looking for someone who will stand between this gap and purposely stay in this breach and make sure that the enemy does not get through into the city. Are you guys understanding what is going on here? There is a breach in America and the nations of the world represented in the things that the priests, the prophets, the pastors, and the politicians and the people are doing. God is saying, I am looking for someone who will repair these breaches, who will stand in here. So he's not talking about physical walls. He's talking about somebody who will stand in there. Man. This is not new. Last week I taught that. Today I'm just continuing. Based on the verses we read, why is there a breach? Based on the verses we read, why is there a breach? Anybody? Because of sin, unrighteousness, by the priest, by the prophets, by the politicians, by the people. Therefore, anyone who stands in this gap cannot also stay in sin. This is why last week I taught you that many people are praying on many platforms. But until they understand that Elijah stood and prayed, and the Bible says, and that righteous man, that the prayer of the righteous. We can come here one night with a king and spend 10 hours. If we live in unrighteousness, it's a waste of time. Suppose that gift you represent, that which the priest, the people, and everybody has done. And God is looking for someone who is not like that to stay here. How is she going to do it? Stop allowing pastors to keep telling us because of grace, it is fine to keep walking in sin. Because we are losing people who can stand in here. Satan is a smart boy. Young people, one day we will be gone. You will take over. But how are you going to repair a breach when you have already accepted that walking in sin is okay? It is not okay. How many people is God looking for? One. God is looking for one. One. How many is God looking for? One. So if God came in here, he needs to find more than. He needs to find more than. Okay. If God will find one, please write it down. We need to break the mindset of consumerism. Break the mindset of what? Consumerism. Can I help you understand consumerism? All we want to do is to stay there for somebody to do it for us. We come to church to receive. When will you give? 20 years as born again. When will you give? I'm not talking about money. When will you give your time? When will you be able to stand in the public square and tell people in the face, I represent those who stand in there and we are breaching the gap. And because we are breaching the gap, we are making sure that what is sin is sin, what is wrong, and anything that is against the will of God is against the will of. And God says, because I did not find one, verse 31 says, he destroyed the people. 123 years before the day of the prophet Ezekiel, there was a man called Hezekiah, a king. He stood, brought revival, stood in the gap, destroyed many things, but after he was dead and gone, that was the situation because there was no one to stand in the gap. The things we are saying about all the things going on today, many believers, you think you are playing, huh? Until the thing shows up at your own door. Until it shows up at your own door. I will not rest to remind you. I am standing in the gap by preaching. But you can also stand in the gap by preaching and praying. Are you hearing me? If all of your prayer is 5 minutes, it is good so long as you are walking. The problem is, many of us, we are not walking in righteousness. So when you pray a little longer, God can help you deal with your flesh so you can come to him and get your heart changed. So the next things you say will make impact. I want to argue against those who claim there is no need praying long. You are kidding. You are fighting against Satan. Don't sit there and play. One of these days, you will face the giant of God by yourself. You know how sometimes you can hide behind other people? But there will come a day when they say, the fight this time is for you. Have you seen a Christian who is making right choices, doing everything correctly, but every day there is some problem that they are facing? And sometimes what we tell them is that Satan is against you. No. How much money did Jesus have? But he was still Jesus. How much money did the prophet Elijah had? But he was still a prophet of God. Never measure our battles as something orchestrated by Satan, because sometimes God needs to produce prototypes of people who can stand in the gap. And even though they don't have money and other things, they are willing to still stand in the gap. So young people, when you go to school, when you sit in that classroom and that teacher comes in and tells you that Jesus is not real and there is no God, today I empower you, stand up there. And say, Holy Spirit, give me words to speak. And that moment, tell that teacher, there is God. If you don't believe it, that's fine. But don't ever tell anybody else here. You must stand and breach there. If you are quiet, you are not breaching the gap. If you are what? You are not. You're not. I want to raise an army of believers in this season, who it's not about their food and their jobs, but they understand what it means or what is it that is at stake. Amen. Amen. Satan is on duty 24/7, and you are sleeping. Those who stand in the gap, they wake up at the throes of the night crying. See, please don't look at yourself. I am looking at my grandchildren. I'm looking at my grandchildren. Would they know my God?
Will they come to receive my God? Will they also be able to get up in the night and pray like I do? In Frederick County, they're going to push Hell 2 1 year back because we will sleep. I ain't sleeping. In place of that, they're talking about how we can help the family to become very good and help the children to, like, they'll be able to deal with themselves when they are in college. Last week, I engaged someone. We sat face-to-face at the curriculum committee, and I said, I need you to show me this. They don't even have a schedule as to how they're going to teach the thing. Yet, they want me to sign a paper. And I told them, I'm ready to come for a class. Teach me first. When I get satisfied, I sign the paper. But until that happens, we ain't signing no paper. God is looking for people who are bold. The amen was coming from here and here. I said, God is looking for people who are bold to stand where? In the gap. And tell yourself, this thing has been breached, but I am standing in the breach, building a new wall, making sure that he cannot come in again. One of the most dangerous scriptures in the Bible that believers don't understand is what David said, that one generation would tell another generation of your wonders. So notice what they said in the book of Habakkuk. In the days of our fathers, we saw the power of God, but it does not exist in our day because we are sleeping. We are walking in too much unrighteousness. We are not standing in the gap. So by the time our children takes over, they don't know our God. They understand a religion. And the prayer we are going to pray today, and all you are saying is that God, make me a person that stands in the gap, a repairer of the breach in our day. Because there are breaches in church. There are breaches in the political arena. There are breaches in families. There are breaches everywhere. And we need to repair the breach. The breach must be repaired. How many of you remember Brother Abraham? You remember Brother Abraham? You remember him? Okay. Genesis 19:29. Abraham stood in the gap. And he pleaded for Sodom and Gomorrah. You all know the story. What happened? The city was destroyed, but Lot and his family. Why? Abraham stood, and he stood in the gap. To stand in the gap is to do what is called inter. Do you understand inter? Inter simply means between. There's a wall and there's a wall. There's a breach and there's a breach. And within this breach, there's a wall and there's a wall. So when you stand in between, you are inter. I want to start having people who will go to the market square and preach. Don't wait to go for a Bible school. It's a waste of time. Sometimes the Bible school confuses. When you go wrong, I will help correct you. The Holy Spirit will help you too. But what I'm looking for, which does not have any qualification, is people who do inter in prayer. Inter in what? Prayer. Tell the person sitting next to you, inter pray. That's my own English, inter pray. Those who are jotting down my dictionary, added to it, inter pray. Inter pray simply means intercessor. You are in prayer, but you are in between. You are not praying for your needs, oh. God, can you help me get the car and the house? That's not what you are praying for. You are praying that the works of the enemy in this society is going nowhere. Let's read that, and then we will start prayer. Ready? Go. So, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he remembered Abraham. Pause. Why did God remember Abraham? Why did God remember Abraham? He stood in the gap. You remember in Genesis 18, Abraham said, God, if you find 50 people, will you destroy? He said, no,
40, no. 30, no. 20, no. 10, no. Right? And then they ended there. But God didn't find 10. I believe, in my sanctified imagination, Abraham was trying to count Lot and his wife. That's 2. And then their children. And then their grandchildren. If we add them up, maybe there will be 10. But they were not up to 10. If you read the genealogy, they were not up to. So God had a right to destroy. If somebody is willing to stand in, you are seeing your family go down. And you are running around these prophets who are prophesying lies. Stand in the gap yourself and put a hedge. Don't let anybody tell you who will give you a bunch of oil and then give you a bunch of salt. And then after that, that will do it. If God is using them to do that, we bless God for them. But that is not the primary way. We are in the New Testament era. The Holy Spirit is supposed to be in all of us. Will special directions come through them? Yes. But should that become our dependency? No. Anybody willing to cry today? I said, anybody willing to cry today? So that means from today, when you come into this house, don't wait for somebody to stand on this pulpit and say, let us worship before you start worshiping. You get here and you start what? Worshiping. Why? Because you are standing in there. From today, men, don't let your wives outpray you. In the name of the women, they are very emotional. That's why. It has nothing to do with that. I believe you carry enough authority and power. Remember, you are standing in there. And then you begin to cry out. As a man, you are a foundation. As a man, you are a progenitor. As a man, you carry power. Begin to speak it. Let the mothers who carry these children in their bosom for 9 months, there is a bond, there is a link, begin to declare, this one also shall not be that. Amen. God is looking for how many people? Okay, now I'm going to teach you to say it another way. God is looking for how many people? Me. All right? God is looking for how many people?
Me.
So are you going to respond today?
Yes.
Are you going to respond today?
Yes, sir.
How many of you can tell me how much tithe Elon Musk gives? Elon Musk, the richest man now, right? How much tithe does he pay? He doesn't pay tight. So how come that you pay tight and the guy is more richer than you? When you read the scriptures, please pay attention. Bring all the tight to the storehouse. So I'll rebuke the devourer. Why is the devourer not going to the dude? Because something is amiss. After you pay your tight, you must work. You don't work. The time has come for us to live right. I said the time has come for us to what? Live right. But right now, I'm looking for people standing in the gap. People who will pray until we see something happen.
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text radio to 301-696-8555. Or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Covenant One Family.